The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
It's senior day here inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. Girls just took care of business 48-16. Now it's time for the varsity boys to follow suit. It's Lee Scott Academy, and it's the Tigers of Dadeville here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon in Auburn, Alabama. Hello, everybody. Christian Griffin with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of the action today and throughout the season for Lee Scott Academy Basketball. And as we welcome you in to the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off, it's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. A look back at the girls' game again, 48-16. Girls move to 12-11. Coach Corey Harrison's squad now 3-1 in area play. They've defeated Dadeville twice. Defeated them 56-18 on the 14th of January. Now 48-16, returning the favor here at home. The varsity boys, however, coming off a heartbreaking loss against the Glenwood Gators. A three-pointer right around the buzzer that couldn't get it to fall at the home of the Gators, and had to make the trip back to Auburn. You know that they're ready to get back on the court. A long break with some snow, with some freezing temperatures, and with some ice has delayed a couple games. Happy to get this one moved up to today. And again, celebrating senior day here inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. I announced the moment, all of the 2025 class that was announced this afternoon. But Parker Wright, the big name here this afternoon for the varsity boys squad, the only senior that you'll see take the floor tonight for Lee Scott Academy. It's a little bit funny because you see, usually on senior day, there's four or five guys that start the game, but Parker Wright, a regular starter for the Warriors, so he'll play his normal minutes on the senior day. Lee Scott coming into play tonight, 19-4. They are 2-1 in area play. The Dadeville Tigers are 1-14. They're 0-3 in area play in the AHSAA. This was a game that was not necessarily close the first time that these two squads met, but got a little bit out of hand towards the end of it. So hoping that all of the emotions and everything can stay in check. If you made the trip to Dadeville, again, after the final whistle blew, a couple players on the Dadeville side of things took matters into their own hands, and I don't think they ended up playing the final 2.4 seconds or whatever it was and decided to go ahead and let the buzzer sound. It was the Warriors well out in front as they won that one. 71-32. Would love nothing more than to see that exact same thing here this afternoon on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. And as we continue on in the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off, let's take a look at some of the keys to the game tonight. They're presented by Jeffcoat Tramp Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. I'll stick with my general keys to the game that I've seen with this team. When they have success, they do it very, very well. Continue to work your way inside the paint. Don't find ways to settle behind the three-point line. If it's given to you, easily take it, because there's plenty of guys that can knock down the triple from behind the arc. Every once in a while, this Warriors team gets a little caught up in trying to extend the range when it's not necessarily needed. But if you're able to split the defense of Dadeville, get your 2 feet inside the paint, or possibly a kick to the low block to the short corner, then a kick out for the three, a much better opportunity, a much better look, a much higher chance opportunity, then you can knock it down. You've seen this Lee Scott Academy teams do it so many times with possibly a missed layup or a missed jumper. They get the offensive rebound, kick it right out to the three, and a wide open three. That's when you get the highest chance opportunities. That's what I want to see Lee Scott do this afternoon, continue to dominate the paint. And if they corral and collapse the entire defense, that's when you kick it out for three. Another thing, it's the same thing with the Lee Scott Warriors on the varsity girls' side. Coach Corey Harrison feeds off of transition buckets and feeds off of live turnovers. This Lee Scott Academy team for the varsity boys, they want to run a track meet. They want to get up and down the floor. They don't want to run half-court sets if they don't have to. If they can force turnovers in the live ball setting in the backcourt, turn their defense into very quick offense, set up the press that you saw the Lee Scott Warrior varsity girls do, get steals on the inbounds, get steals before the ball gets inside. That's what you love to see, and it's what you hope to see this afternoon inside Samford Gymnasium. We'll take a quick break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. When we come back, we'll get you those starting lineups and the first quarter tip-off here between Lee Scott Academy and the Tigers of Dadeville. All of that coming up and more when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Just about ready for tip-off here inside Samford Gymnasium between Lee Scott Academy and the Dadeville Tigers. And as we wrap up the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off, we'll get you those starting lineups. They're presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. For the Tigers, it's Burns, Moss, Binford, Childers, and Boswell. And for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors, it's Gray Haley, Hayden Harper, Parker Wright, Parks Myers, and Barrett Cook. Warriors in their home whites, with the blue power stripe going down either side, blue numbers with the navy trim. The Tigers in their road blacks. Again, the gold along the color and the gold power stripe going down the side. Warriors will be going from left to right. Tigers will be going from right to left. Hayden Harper corrals the basketball after the Parker Wright wins the opening tip. And we're underway here in the first quarter. Harper tries to fire it inside to Gray. Haley turns it over and quickly down the other way. Number 12, Carter Boswell, gets the first point started of the night, and a poke steal from behind goes all the way to the corner, and Barrett Cook. Haley for three from straight away, no good. Parks Myers with the offensive rebound. Now Hayden Harper cutting through the paint. His shot gets blocked by Kai Moss. And going all the way, no call. Parker Wright tried to draw a charge, no call. Haley the rebound, and quickly in transition, Parks Myers out to Hayden Harper. His right wing three, well too strong. And the Tigers will slow things down. Walking across half court are the Dadeville Tigers, who, again, have those mismatched shoes. The left shoe in a mint green, the right shoe in a light orange. Definitely something that catches your eye for the Dadeville Tigers. A pick and roll cut off by Parker Wright. Could have been a foul, no call. Left-handed layup, and only right that a senior, Parker Wright, gets the scoring started for Lee Scott Academy. Notched at two, a minute and a half into the contest. Tigers and Warriors doing battle for the second time here in the new year. Guarded by Hayden Harper, an on-ball screen. Warriors fall asleep on the baseline and allow a free inbounds pass. The right-handed layup won't go, but he gets fouled by Parks Myers. Burns will shoot two at the free throw line. Stands with fans, parents, and students continue to file in as we celebrate Senior Day, the 2025 class. Here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy, first free throw, no good from Burns. Wherever you're tuned in from this afternoon, we thank you for tuning in and for your support all season long of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Second free throw for Burns is good. He splits the pair. Tigers lead 3-2. Barrett Cook has it on the left wing, trying to find Hayden Harper. He does now to Parker Wright. To Parks Myers. Catch and shoot Barrett Cook on the far wing. Can't get it to go. Poked out of bounds. They'll say that it was out on Barrett Cook. It'll be Tiger basketball. Warriors 0-for-3 from deep already here in the first 2 minutes of the contest. Close to a 5-second count, but they are able to find Burns. And a two-on-two, Parker Wright goes straight up. Great defense, not allowing the free layup on the left-handed side. He gets the rebound now inside to Parker. Down to Hayden Harper. He comes to a jump stop and lays it in with the right hand. Warriors reclaim the lead. They're in front 4-3 here, 2.5 minutes into the contest. Ball is on the left wing. Great defense by Parks Myers. Long rebound from Barrett Cook. Gets tipped to Parker Wright, now into the hands of Barrett Cook, now to the corner. Gray Haley tries his luck from deep, can't get that one to go. Warriors 0-for-4 now from behind the three-point line. Boswell will walk things up for the Tigers. He finds Jason Benford, now to a cutting. Levi Childers gets ripped away by Barrett Cook, now to Parker Wright. Parker Wise, not the double dribble, finds Hayden Harper. Now Parks Myers cutting on the left-hand side. Can't get the layup to go. He left it short. Kai Moss with the defensive rebound. Childers thought about the three. Tries to cut in. Now a step back. Well too strong. Hayden Harper the rebound following the air ball. Now inside to Parks Myers. Left-handed reverse layup. Can't get it to go, but a foul on the way up. He'll shoot two at the free throw line. A fast-paced first 3.5 minutes here inside Samford Gymnasium. Not a lot of points to show for it. The field goal percentage not looking too good for either of these teams so far. Gray Haley and Parks Myers will sub out. Chapman Harris and Will Lyles. Will Lyles, who just subbed into the contest, will pull it from the near corner. And that one off the front of the rim, then over the backboard. It's Tiger basketball. They're able to clear the press for Lee Scott, but a bad pass over the head of one of the teammates cutting right across half court will go into the scorer's table. Lee Scott Academy basketball leading 4-3, 4 minutes in to the first quarter. Barrett Cook thought about the three and then decided to take it into the paint, and a wise decision through a lot of contact lays it up and in with the right hand. Warriors have doubled their lead. They lead 6-3, and a charge on the other end. Parker Wright got his feet set perfectly right into the teeth of the defense, or to the teeth of the running offense. And we're going the other way. It was a 2-on-1 fast break opportunity for the Tigers, but Parker Wright, who should have two charges, the first one wasn't called. The second one, it does. Will Lyles catch and shoot from the four corner, the near corner, no good. Warriors 0-for-6 to start the day from behind the three-point line. 6-3, Warriors. 3:56 to play. Right-handed layup won't go. Offensive rebound with the Tigers. Childers, the running floater, falling away from the basket, and he is able to put it in. 6-5. Lee Scott, Hayden Harper too short on the three. Parker Wright gets the offensive rebound. He's hacked on the way up. Couldn't even leave his feet trying to go up for the layup. But he'll earn a trip to the free throw line. Warriors, again, that was one of the keys to the game, settling behind the three-point line. Warriors can get the shots that they want, the ones that they've shot just about any time on the half court or in the half court set. As Parker Wright leaves the first free throw short, you just feel like they're making one pass and settling for a contested jumper. Now 0-for-6 from behind the three-point line. Hayden Harper with two, Parker Wright with two, and Barrett Cook with two. The 6 points for the Warriors. Parker Wright splits the pair at the free throw line. Warriors now with a 7-5 advantage. Brooke Zachary will check in for Parker Wright, and he face guards the inbounders. The Warriors set up their man-to-man trap. Levi Childers is able to break it, falls to the turf right at half court. And Dadeville will call a timeout. We'll take one with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 4.5 gone by. Only 7-5 Warriors. Neither team able to find the bottom of the net too often. A defensive battle so far here inside Samford Gymnasium. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Seven to five. Warriors have the lead and get a turnover on the other end of the floor. Will Lyles thought about the three following the pass from Hayden Harper, but had his left heel on the sideline. So the Warriors will turn it right back over to the Tigers. Lee Scott and Dadeville doing battle for the second time here in 2025. Warriors lead the head-to-head, 1-0. Will Lyles gets a steal from behind, and the Warriors have numbers. Will Lyles kicks it to Chapman Harris on the far block. Hayden Harper catch-and-shoot three on the left wing. Can't get it to go off the front of the rim. Will Lyles' offensive rebound couldn't get the tip in, and Childers for the Tigers corrals the rebound. They'll slow things down. They won't, actually. Burns with the catch-and-shoot three. That one too strong. Court Zellner, who just checked into the game, corrals the rebound. Harper has it on the left wing. Thought about the three. Now to Will Lyles. Now back to Hayden Harper. Spins his way through the lane, through a lot of contact. They'll say they had ball. It was knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. It will stay with the Warriors under their own basket. The opening tip-off of tonight's game is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud to sponsor Lee Scott Academy basketball. They actually will send Hayden Harper to the free throw line. That first free throw only hit the net but didn't go through the rim. Hayden Harper can't believe it. Second free throw off the front of the rim as well. Harper goes 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 7-5. Warriors still have the lead in a very slow and a very low scoring first quarter. Childers tests his luck from deep, rattles in and out. Cord Zellner with the rebound. Will Lyles sprints things up for the Warriors, splits through the teeth of the defense. Now out to Chapman Harris, his left wing three, or right wing three rather, couldn't get it to go. Brooke Zachary, offensive rebound, close to a 3 seconds, but he's able to find Cord Zellner, who's standing on the right block. A nice pass from Barrett Cook, from Brooke Zachary down to Cord Zellner, and the Warriors have brought the lead back up to 4, 9-5, under 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Tigers running things up. And some miscommunication as Jason Benford began to work his way on the left side and thought that his teammate would slide down to the corner, but instead he tried to replace him, and the ball goes out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Wyatt Watley checks into the game, and he'll walk things up and hold up the number two with his right hand. Will Lyles now to the corner, now back to the top of the key, now with Lyles on the right wing. Warriors trying to get something inside the paint. The kick to Will Lyles on the far corner, and he knocks it down. Will Lyles breaks the streak from three. Warriors were 0 for 7 before that triple, and the Warriors now lead by a touchdown. They lead 12-5 with 1:14 remaining in the first quarter. A reach-in foul. I believe they got Brooke Zachary with that one. So the Tigers will inbound the basketball in between the O and Scott. Childers, the right-handed layup, blocked by Chapman Harris, right out to the corner in Burns, and he buries the triple in response right away. 8-12, Warriors with a four-point advantage. Chapman Harris thought about the three on the left wing, decided not to take it. He'll set up the offense, finds Will Lyles. Nobody picks him up. He'll catch and shoot. That one too strong. Almost had too much time to think about it. Long rebound with the Tigers. They try and bounce past it. Down into the right block. Gets poked away by Brooke Zachary with 43.1 remaining in the first quarter. Burns inbounding the basketball. Finally finds Childers. Burns thought about the three. Childers now works his way to the free throw line. A nice steal from Wyatt Watley. Brooke Zachary recovers it. Wyatt Watley has a free 2 points with the right-handed layup. A nice job by Wyatt Watley and Brooke Zachary. Wyatt Watley got the steal right into the hands of Zachary. Brooke Zachary almost just a football pass, just led him to where he would be. Watley caught it, two dribbles, and laid it up and in. 14-8, under 13 seconds to play in the first quarter, and now a tie-up between Watley and Childers. Possession arrow will keep it with the Tigers, 10.6 remaining in the first quarter. Burns will inbound the basketball. Watley almost another steal. Far corner three from Burns. That one too strong. Off the far side of the rim, then over the backboard. You don't see that too often. I've seen it three times today. Brooke Zachary will roll the ball up to half court with five, with eight. To Will Lyles, his catch and shoot on the three on the far corner is no good. I don't think that's necessarily the shot that the Warriors wanted. And that is how the first quarter will come to a close. 14-8 after 8 minutes of play. Don't go anywhere. Second quarter action is next when we return on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303. or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fiori, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Lee Scott and Dable doing battle inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Barrett Cook has the basketball. A nice Euro step. Works his way inside. Thought he got hit on the arm. No call. Leaves the layup short. And the Tigers corral the defensive rebounds. 14-8. Lee Scott with the six-point lead. Warriors 1-for-9. From the three-point line. And I don't mean to continue to hammer on to that, but when you see this Lee Scott team have success, the threes are a little bit lower in quantity and higher in quality. So far tonight, it seems like the Warriors have done a lot of settling, and it results in only a six-point lead over the Tigers. Second chance, third chance, fourth chance, fifth chance opportunity for the Tigers. Can't seem to lay the basketball in. Parker Wright finally has enough, and he clears the rebound. Parks Myers driving through the right side of the lane, gets spun from behind, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to the Tigers. Parks Myers driving full speed in for the right-handed layup. They'll say that it was a tie-up and no other contact, but the Tigers throw the ball away right back. Or to the Tigers. They're going to say that the Tigers were able to call timeout. Nobody had possession of the basketball, but they will say that the Dayville Tigers did get the timeout called in time. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Ball was about to be thrown out of bounds right at around the scorer's table, and the Dayville coach calls timeouts, and it's granted. I don't think anybody was really expecting the timeout. Coach William Johnson was turned facing the other way. But they will. They'll say that it's still Dayville basketball right around where the ball was about to go out of bounds. 14-8, a minute and 5 seconds into this low-scoring second quarter. Score a little bit deceiving for the defense that's been played in this contest. I mean, credit to both teams for not allowing easy buckets inside, but it hasn't necessarily been a turnover-filled battle or just a bunch of blocks at the rim. Both teams have gotten the shots that they've wanted for the most part, but just can't seem to find the bottom of the net. Again, the Warriors won this game by 42. The last time they played this one, it's 14-8, a minute and a half into the second quarter. A foul by Lee Scott. The Tigers will inbound it. Wyatt Watley gets a steal, poked out of bounds from behind. Tigers having trouble inbounding the basketball. You can use the other side of half court if you really want to, but they decide not to, and they do get the ball inbounded. Ball is with Benford on the left wing, guarded by Parks Myers. Throws it off the head of his teammate, but he's able to recover it. And a skip pass to Kai Moss all the way out to the volleyball line. And now Boswell will set up the offense. Catch and shoot from the left wing, Benford. And he buries it. Trims the lead down to 3 for Lee Scott Academy. Harper dribbling the ball up, thought about the 3. Now inside to Gray Haley. And he gets hacked on the way up. He will shoot 2 at the free throw line. And that's what you want to see if you're Lee Scott Academy. Now that you've taken a couple of these threes, this team in Dadeville knows you can shoot it. But a pump fake and a dribble drive, that's exactly what Haley did on the right wing. And he knocks down the first free throw. 15-11. Second free throw, no good. Barrett Cook, however, the offensive rebounds, kicks it to Parker Wright. Now to Parks Myers, and from the baseline, able to come to a jump stop, lays it in with the left hand. So a three-point possession for the Warriors, and a backcourt violation now with the Tigers. They threw the ball like a home run pass over across half court. But in the air, the receiver for the Tigers, the point guard, tried to throw it to the other guard who had yet to clear half court. The Tigers shooting themselves in the foot here early in the second quarter. Barrett Cook catch and shoot three. Can't get that one to go. And Burns with the weak side rebound for the Tigers. 17-11. 2 minutes and counting have been played in the second quarter. Childers comes to a jump stop on the right elbow. High arcing jumper is pure. 17-13, Hayden Harper quick the other way into the corner with Barrett Cook. He comes to a jump stop, finds a cutting Parker Wright, and through contact gets the bucket and the foul. Nice job by Barrett Cook. Again, you had the three if you wanted it in the corner, and he's the best catch-and-shoot guy on this team, but instead a little head fake gets his way inside the perimeter and finds a cutting Parker Wright through the top of the key. Parker Wright unable to convert the old-fashioned three-point play. The lead sticks at six for the Warriors. 5:19 and counting remaining in the second quarter. Warriors fall asleep on the weak side. A left-handed dribble drive. They find Kai Moss standing wide open on the right block. He lays it up and in. Barrett Cook now will catch and shoot from the far corner. Can't get it to go, and I think they're going to call Parker Wright for an over-the-back foul. They will. Wright, he's playing his tail off right now on the offensive and the defensive glass. That time, a little out of position and a little too aggressive. Two team fouls for each team here in this second quarter. Warriors setting up a three-quarter man-to-man trap. They almost get a steal, and now they're going to call a travel. Thought it would have been a jump ball, if anything, but the Warriors will definitely take the call. Barrett Cook playing nice defense, and Hayden Harper will dribble it into the teeth of the defense, who are in a 2-3, a cutting Parks Myers. Couldn't hang on to it. Pass was a little bit low, and now a baseball pass to a cutting Carter Boswell. A nice play from Kai Moss. And just like that, the Warriors' lead is trimmed down to two. A nice spin by Parks Myers at the free throw line. And he lays it in. And now they're going to call a hip check foul on Barrett Cook. Parks Myers, the beautiful spin. Not quite a 2-3 zone. Almost looks like a 2-1-2. Like if you're looking at a dice, the number five. Two on each elbow, one kind of right around the middle of the paint, and then two down low. Myers was able to split all three of them and lay it in. Catch and shoot three from the left wing. Burns, no good. Will Lyles with the board. He finds Wyatt Watley. Deep three off the glass, and he banks it in. The little Jordan shrug afterwards. He definitely called it. I heard it from here. Wyatt Watley now with five in the contest. Warriors lead is back up to seven. Tigers able to break the press rather easily. But they'll slow things down and set up the offense. 3:45 remaining in the second quarter. Brooke Zachary, nice defense on the perimeter. But able to spin off of him was Boswell. And I believe they got Cord Zellner on the shooting foul. So the Tigers will shoot two. Boswell knocks down the first. He now has five. Leading the scorers for the Tigers. Leaves the second free throw short. Brooke Zachary with the rebound. Outlets it to Wyatt Watley. Now to Will Lyles. Yeah, that defense for the Tigers, definitely it's It's like a 2-1-2 that drops into a 2-3, depending on where the ball is. If it's at the perimeter, it almost looks a little bit more like a 3-2. Chapman Harris, right wing three, can't get it to go. Brooke Zachary there, and he cleans it up on the offensive glass. Brooke Zachary now in the scoring column. He has two. He's filled up the other stat line so far tonight. Warriors 26, Tigers 18, approaching the three-minute mark here in the second half. Childers, right wing three, gets blocked by Will Lyles. Brooke Zachary there for the rebound. Now while Will Lyles comes to a jump stop on the left block, gets the defender up in the air. Couldn't get the layup, but he will shoot two free throws. You're starting to see it a little bit now. The Warriors, after they get their stops, looking to push on the offensive end of the floor. Lead has swelled to 8. Make it 9 as Will Lyles is able to get the shooter's roll on the first free throw. If the Warriors can get back-to-back stops here, look for them to continue to push the tempo and continue to try and increase this lead. That's now swelled up to 10. Lyles now with 5 in the contest. Will Lyles gets a steal, but they're going to say that the follow-through with the body after the steal will be called for the foul, and that is now the 5th team foul for the Warriors. The Tigers should be shooting 2 free throws. Shooting 2 free throws. It's the last thing that you want if you're the Lee Scott Warriors. Trying to allow Dadeville back into this contest. First free throw. First free throw from Brandez. Easton is up and good, able to rattle the second one home as well. He goes 2-for-2 from the stripe. 28-20. Ball swinging around the perimeter now with Will Lyles. He tries to outlet it on the skip pass to Brooke Zachary, but they'll say that he stepped on the baseline. Are they going to get called with it? Are they going to get the Tigers with a foul? They will. It's Jason Benford who picks up the personal foul. That's the 4th. On the Tigers. So now either common foul by either team. And there will be free throws on the other end. Hayden Harper, through the teeth of the defense, tried to lay it up with his momentum going to the left. Thought he got hit on the arm, left it short, no call. Warriors now gamble on the steal. Couldn't get it to go, but a nice job on the scramble recovery. Three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound with the Tigers. And now Childers has it. Right around half court, trying to slow things down with 2:17 remaining in the second quarter. Easton has it, splits the defense, and they're going to kill him for steps. I didn't see it as he tried to break through the Warriors' defense. 28-20. Lee Scott Academy leads. Chapman Harris has it on the far wing. Now to Brooke Zachary. Now to Parker Wright. I'm sorry, that's Hayden Harper, who has it. His catch and shoot triple. And he knocks it down. 31-20 Warriors. Easton left-handed layup rattles in and out. Harper with the rebound and a foul all the way under their own basket. That's the 15th foul on the Tigers. Hayden Harper now will shoot 2 free throws. The last thing you want if you're the Tigers, that's the thing that you want arguably the most if you're a fan of the Warriors. Free throws, you lead by 11, and you can continue to add to it at the charity stripe. Hayden Harper, first free throw rattles in and out, and you can tell everybody here is as surprised as he is, shaking his head as he walks his way back to the free throw line. Trying to figure out where it's going wrong at the stripe. Second free throw that time he's able to knock it down. And you can see him look down towards the free throw line like, thank you, finally. Brooke Zachary and Will Lyles fighting for the steal, and it ends up going out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Warriors' lead is 12. They lead 32-20 with 1:48 remaining in the second quarter. Hayden Harper now a steal on the home run pass through a lot of contact. No foul. Couldn't get the call or the layup to go. Will Lyles the rebound, but as he falls towards his backside, fires it over to Chapman Harris, and he wasn't ready for the pass. Goes off his knee into the second row of bleachers. So all that for naught. Tigers will retain the basketball. It's in the near corner with Moss. Now Burns deep, catch and shoot three. No good. Cord Zellner the rebound. And a foul underneath the basket. These teams will walk the length of the floor. Both guys able to get off under their own power. A physical rebound, and both tumbled to the turf. For number 20, through the physicality, will shoot two free throws. First free throw is Nylon. Second free throw. That time left it short. Brooke Zachary there to clean it up along the left side. Brooke Zachary lays it up and in, continuing his great effort plays, and now gets a steal and has a two-on-one fast break opportunity. Right-handed layup. He lays it in. Brooke Zachary, 4 points in 5 seconds. Warriors lead now is 17, and another turnover for the Tigers. Burns trying to do a little too much, crossed half court and tried to skip past it all the way to the left wing. He turns it over. Again, Brooke Zachary continuing his hot play, played absolutely fantastic against Glenwood. Chapman Harris catch and shoot three, can't get it to go. Will Lyles right there for the offensive rebound. It was Haley that might get credit for the rebound, but as soon as he landed, got knocked out of his hands. Will Lyles standing right there, right man at the right spot at the right time. He lays it in. Tigers able to clear the press, and a wide open left-handed layup is up and good from Jaden Walton. Chapman Harris has it on the right wing. 25 seconds to play in this second quarter. Will Lyles catch and shoot three. No good. Chapman Harris, offensive rebound, gets slung down to his backside. No foul and a breakaway cherry pick layup from Jason Benford. 8 seconds for the Warriors. Five as Hayden Harper has it. 3-2. Hayden Harper threw a lot of contact on the right wing. Double covered. Throws up a prayer and couldn't get it to go off the front of the rim. And that's how the second quarter will come to a close. 39-24. The scoring picked up a little bit. It slowed down because of the fouls, but Warriors, they'll happily take it. You lead 39-24 at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Talk about some of the first half stats and what the Warriors need to do to get their 20th win of the season and their third in area play. Don't go anywhere. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report is next on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
.9-24 Lee Scott Academy leads the Dadeville Tigers through 16 minutes of play, and we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Again, 39-24 Lee Scott Academy out in front. Score a little bit deceptive for how close this game has been through about 14 minutes of play. Warriors went on a big-time run to end the second quarter, and the free throw line has been somewhat friendly to both teams. The first quarter went by, flew by without too many free throws. Second quarter, both teams were in the bonus with what felt like 2 or 3 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Again, we welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, Senior Day here inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. We'll run through the seniors in the 2025 class one more time, starting with the cheerleaders, Miss Georgiana Curtis, Miss Haley Grace Davis, Miss Angelique Forbes, Miss Layla Keebler, Miss Shaylee Patel, Miss Catherine Persons, Miss Lily Send, Miss Lakeland Smith, Miss Lily Kate Thompson, and Miss Scarlett Wood. All will be attending Auburn, except for Miss Layla Keebler. We've got a little bit of a laugh, and on the court tonight. Again, so much credit goes to both of these squads, as the varsity girls and the varsity boys have three combined seniors taking the floor this season. On the boy, on the girls' side of things, as they picked up their win this afternoon, they won 48-16 and took care of business. Camden Cleveland and Riley Fields, the two seniors for Coach Corey Harrison's squad. Camden Cleveland will be attending the University of Alabama, as will Riley Fields, following their graduation from Lee Scott Academy in May. And Parker Wright, the one player for Coach William Johnson's team that takes the floor for the final time this year. He has been playing Lee Scott Academy basketball for 4 years, and he will be attending Auburn University following his graduation in the fall. Let's take a look at some of the halftime stats from the first half. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Going down the lineup for the Warriors, Gray Haley has one. Hayden Harper has six. Parker Wright with five. Will Lyles with seven. Wyatt Watley with five. Parks Myers with four. Brooke Zachary with six, all coming in that second quarter. Barrett Cook with two. And Cord Zellner with three. So a very nice distributing scoring margin so far for the Warriors. The field goal percentage, not necessarily what you expect or what you usually see from this Warrior squad. Again, they started 1-for-9 from behind the three-point line, and a majority of those shots were in the first quarter. Warriors were able to work their way in the paint, draw some contact, draw some fouls, and get to the free throw line with a little bit more ease in the second quarter, and that's where you began to see that lead swell as they lead 39-24 at the halftime break. For the Tigers, Moss with two, Benford with five, Childers with four, Walton with two, Boswell with five, Brandez, Easton with two, and Burns with four. 39-24 through the first 16 minutes of play. When we come back, we'll get you started with the Mountain High Outfitters second half tip-off. And we'll get you started with the first 8 minutes of the second half. Don't go anywhere. The third quarter is next on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Love our members. Our members love us.
Oh yes! Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
It'll be Warrior basketball starting the third quarter. Parks Myers takes no time to take and make a right wing three. He doesn't care about the shout out from Mountain High Outfitters. Lead is 42-24, but the second half tip-off of this afternoon's game is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street across from the Auburn University campus. Just underway here in the third quarter. Boys looking to follow suit from the varsity girls. Catch and shoot near corner three for the Tigers. No good. Parks Myers, the rebound, finds a cutting Barrett Cook. And a good no call as it was Childers that tried to draw the charge. But Barrett Cook lays it up and in. He now has four in the contest, and now a foul on Parks Myers right around half court. Again, the girls won this afternoon 48-16. And here on senior day, boys looking to follow suit and complete the sweep. Hayden Harper gets a steal right through the teeth of the defense. Layup no good. No foul call. Gray Haley gets the offensive rebound. His second chance opportunity. Can't get it to go. A couple whistles could have been called. Neither one of them drew a whistle. Warriors lead is 20. Tigers have the basketball. 6:40 to play in the third quarter. Tigers trying to do something on the interior offensively. They're able to find Burns on the far corner. Warriors lead is 20. Lee Scott and Dadeville doing battle. Right-handed layup is good from Jason Benford over his left shoulder. Barrett Cook, catch and shoot, corner three. He knocks it down right in front of his own bench. Barrett Cook has five here in this third quarter. Hayden Harper now with a steal and the reverse layup up plus the foul. Hayden Harper gets his legs taken out from under him. Layup up and good. But quiet now for Hayden Harper as he got hit and fell to the ground pretty hard. He is able to get up quickly and will work his way to the free throw line. And Harper does complete the three-point play. Warriors with a 12-2 run in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Lead is 24. They lead 50-26. Right wing three, no good from Benford. Parks Myers going the other way. A lot of contact over two defenders, and he lays it in with the right hand. Barrett Cook with five, Parks Myers with five, Hayden Harper with three here in this third quarter. Harper now has it, comes to a jump stop, lowers his shoulder, a pump fake, gets the defender up in the air, and he gets the floater to go. Hayden Harper works his way back to the free throw line. Another chance at a three-point play. Three Warriors with five here in this third quarter. A 15-2 run. As Harper unable to convert at the free throw line on this chance. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Ball gets inside the paint. Touch shot from Burns. Can't get it to go. They're going to say over the back foul on Gray Haley. To 26, 5:15 remaining in the third quarter. Warriors, they're up big at home, looking to win their third area contest and win their 20th game of the 2024-2025 season. Barrett Cook will create the tie-up. Possession arrow will keep it with the Tigers. Tigers able to find Childers on the right wing. He'll back it up at the top of the key. Now to Benford, who stands at the volleyball line. Now to Childers. Thought about the three, But nice defense from Hayden Harper and Parks Myers not to allow it. Easton has it, tries to kick it down to his teammate on the low block, but Parker Wright gets the steal, finds Barrett Cook. Now to Parks Myers, thought about the three. Euro step in the paint, bucket can't get it to go. But he will head to the free throw line. Layup sat on the front of the rim. I was ready to scream bucket and the foul. But sat on the rim. And then decided to fall the opposite way. First free throw, no good for Parks Myers. In the varsity girls game, if you weren't quite tuned in with us yet, they had not a wedgie, but they had a ball sit on the back iron. 0 for 2 at the free throw line, but Barrett Cook is there to clean things up. He gets the offensive rebound and the right-handed layup. He has 7 here in the third, 9 in the contest. 56-26, and now a steal from Parker Wright. He will slow things down and find Hayden Harper, who has it on the right wing. On the left wing, now catch and shoot. Barrett Cook on the right wing. Can't get it to go. Parks Myers with the long offensive rebound. He turns around. Nobody picks him up. And Parks Myers knocks down another triple. 59-26. It was 39-24 at halftime. Warriors dominating here in this second half. Jumper from the short corner, no good. Haley the rebound, tried to find Parker Wright, but an over-the-head pass gets tipped out of bounds. And now a mass substitution for the Warriors. All five that were on the floor will make their way to the bench. The five subbing in, Wyatt Watley, Chapman Harris, Will Lyles, Brooke Zachary, who just checks in. He lays it in. And Cord Zellner. So Watley, Lyles, Harris, Zachary, and Zellner, the five on the floor for the Warriors. The Dadeville head coach wants a timeout. We'll take one with them. 61-26. Warriors on a huge run that's lasted throughout the entire 4 minutes and 21 seconds of the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Tigers with the basketball coming out of the timeout. They trail the Warriors 61-26. Warriors with a 22-2 run that's continuing and has lasted throughout the entire length of the third quarter. Cord Zellner gets a steal. Now down low to Brooks. Zachary, his layup, can't get it to go. Offensive rebound by Zellner, no good, but a tip back out. Brooke Zachary through the contact. Right-handed layup is up and good. Brooke Zachary now in double figures tonight. Warriors lead 63-26. Ball swinging around the perimeter, staying on the right side for the Tigers. They find Easton down in the middle of the paint at the free throw line. One dribble and the layup is good. Easton with two buckets in the contest. Will Lyles patrols the offense for the Warriors. Lyles has it on the left wing. Now down to the free throw line. Wyatt Watley comes to a jump stop over his left shoulder. Can't bank it in. Brooke Zachary, the offensive rebound. No call on the layup opportunity. Ball hit out of bounds. They're still not blowing the whistle. And finally, the ball goes out off the foot of Brooke Zachary. what felt like a whole lot turns into a whole lot of nothing as the Tigers will take over. Right-handed layup off the Euro step. No good. Offensive rebound by Jason Benford. He works his way all the way throughout the length of the paint. And the run for the Warriors finally comes to an end. This lead is 33, 63 to 30. Will Lyles comes to a jump stop at the free throw line, spins back to his left, finds Wyatt Watley, who gets 2 feet in the paint, pushed on the way up. Layup won't go, but number 10 and Wyatt will head to the free throw line. A nice job of moving without the basketball and replacing the cutter. First free throw rattles home for Watley. Second free throw sits on the front of the rim and falls off. So Watley splits the pair at the line. 64 to 30. Benford has it in the far corner. Now up to Childers at the top of the key. 1:14 remaining in the third quarter. Catch and shoot three from the volleyball line, and Childers knocks it home. His first bucket of the second half. He's up to 7. Lead trimmed down to 31. Brooke Zachary running the motion offense. Will Lyles, Chapman Harris, catch and shoot three. Can't get it to go. Fight for the offensive rebound. Cord Zellner comes away with it, and the 8-foot hook shot. He gets it to go. Zellner now with 5. 32 seconds and counting remaining in the third quarter. Warriors have doubled up the Tigers 66 to 33. Tigers trying to find something on the offensive end of the floor. Eason floater can't get it to go. Tigers tried to save it but had their left foot on the baseline. It'll be Warrior basketball with 14.8 remaining in the third quarter. Coach Johnson's all the way up to the scorer's table letting his team know about how much time is left on the clock. Brooke Zachary has it. Now Will Lyles thought about the three. Now down low to Brooke Zachary. Spin move, pump fake, spins back to his right. Offensive rebound with Barrett Cook. I'm sorry, that's Cord Zellner. And right before the buzzer, Cord Zellner lays it in. A great fight for the rebound. It was Cord Zellner that got the second chance opportunity. Spun back to his right and banked in the hook shot. Back-to-back hook shots for Cord Zellner. And that's how the third quarter comes to a close. 68 to 33 through 24 minutes of play. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And the referee having a meeting with both of these teams right at half court. Not sure if they were told anything about what happened towards the end of last game. We're just making sure that this game didn't get any more physical than it already has been. Warriors of Lee Scott leading at home 68 to 33 over the Tigers of Dadeville. Chapman Harris has the basketball, thought about the three, gets to the left elbow, now down low to Brooke Zachary on the left block, kicks it to Wyatt Watley on the right wing. Chapman Harris or Will Lyles now to Chapman Harris on the left wing. An over-the-head pass to Brooke Zachary. Couldn't get the first one to go or the second one. Offensive rebound with Wyatt Watley. Will Lyles thought about it. Out to Chapman Harris, who gets 2 feet at the free throw line. But a nice job by the Warriors, not forcing anything. Chapman Harris now going strong on the left side. And the left-handed layup is good. Coach William Johnson will call a full timeout. Or is it just a substitution? It appears that it is just a substitution for the Warriors. .710 to play in the fourth quarter. Again, a mass substitution for Lee Scott Academy. Brooke Zachary is the one player that does remain on the floor. He almost gets a steal and a foul called on the Tigers. The five on the floor, again, Brooke Zachary, Clayton Burns, William Johnson, Braden Martin, and Griffin Gaston. Again, those are the five on the floor for the Warriors, and will most likely remain that way as the clock should be running for a majority of this fourth quarter. Burns, three, rattles in and out, and a home run cherry pick pass. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. Nice defense by the Warriors. And Brooke Zachary will bring it up the floor. Griffin Gaston. Now to the right wing. Ball swinging around the perimeter. Brooke Zachary has it. Now Burns. Now Gaston. Johnson thought about the three. Brooke Zachary works through the teeth of the defense, comes to a jump stop, couldn't get the right-handed layup to go. And this is why you need so many people in your corner as the Tigers spin their way to a foul. They work their way to the free throw line. Mr. William Johnson Jr. goes by Watts. And credit to Mr. Austin Scott, the do-it-all man, the Swiss Army knife. Here at Lee Scott Academy, giving some insider information. Trying to find him if he's still here. First free throw. Can't get it to go. 70-33. Lee Scott out in front of the Daveville Tigers. And another update. Mr. Scott is at home. Had to go Mr. Mom duty. Warriors running the offense. Now a beautiful cut by Burns, but is unable to hang on to the basketball. Goes off his knee out of bounds. It'll be Tigers basketball with 4.5 to play in the contest. Warriors running a 2-3 zone, almost a wedgie rebound by Gaston. He finds Burns, or he finds Johnson rather. Cord Zellner, who checked in for Brooke Zachary, into the contest. Braden Martin has it now to Zellner. Nice motion offense by the Warriors, but nothing coming out of it. Now catch and shoot three on the right wing from Braden Martin. Can't get it to go. Tigers with the long rebound. Under four to play in the fourth quarter. Catch and shoot from Levi Childers. And he knocks it down once again. Childers has a three in the third and the fourth. Griffin Gaston, full head of steam. Right-handed layup is up and good. .72-37. Warriors well on their way to their 20th victory of the season, looking to move to 3-1 in area play. A fight for the rebound right around the free throw line following the missed three. A tie-up will keep it with the Tigers. Under 3 minutes to play. Clock continuing to run with the Warriors' lead. Levi Childers cutting. And the fadeaway jumper just inside the paint is up and good. Childers with five in the quarter. Johnson catch and shoot three. Can't get it to go. Tigers with the rebound. Easton through the defense. Referee raises his arm up to call a foul. Catch and shoot on the right wing from Jason Benford. And he knocks it down. Brooke Zachary ready to check back into the contest. 2 minutes to play in this one. Martin gets 2 feet inside the paint. Right-handed layup gets blocked. Tigers now in transition. Childers has it. Catch and shoot on the low block. Couldn't get it to go. Gaston the rebound. 72-42. Lee Scott with the basketball. Catch and shoot. Braden Martin on the right wing. And he knocks down the triple. Warriors 75-42. Tigers try and respond right away. Can't do so. Offensive rebounds. And a steal by Johnson. Right-handed layup up and good for Braden Martin. Martin filling the stat sheet here in this fourth quarter. He has five. Easton right-handed layup. Works actually to his left side on the jump stop. And the layup is good. Approaching the one-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. Gaston to Martin. Thought about the three. Now Griffin Gaston through the teeth of the defense. Fadeaway jumper, no good. And I believe they're going to say that that's out on Cord Zellner. Clock continuing to run. 45 seconds, 44 seconds. Warriors' lead is 33 here at home. A steal by Braden Martin. He has a two-on-one if he'd like to use it. He does. Right-handed layup. Can't get it to go. Brooke Zachary, the offensive rebound with 26 seconds. He'll dribble things out, and he stands at the LSA logo, and we'll see if that is the final shot of the game. 15-14-13 on the clock. The Tigers standing put. And that appears that it will be with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. And the final buzzer sounds. Warriors 77, Tigers 44. Warriors complete the two-game sweep on the varsity side. Varsity girls with a 48-16 victory. Boys win 77-44. We'll take a short break here in the post game. We'll come back and do it all in one segment. A quick recap of the varsity girls and varsity boys, as both are successful. The two-game sweep is complete here on Senior Day on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros.
Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. A dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Warriors complete the sweep here at home. Varsity girls and the varsity boys both dominate their respective contests. The girls win 48-16. They move to 12-11 on the season, but most importantly, 3-1 in area play. Clark Ivett led all scorers in that one. She had 15. Haynes Kesey with one. Sydney Dunlap with four. Lucy Zellner with two. Stella Henderson and Maggie Herndon both with one. Camden Cleveland with six. Sutton Lewis with five. And Riley Fields with eight. Again, they won that one 48-16. Both of these games, the varsity girls and the varsity boys, both started out a little slow. The scoring, not necessarily what you would expect for Lee Scott through the first 8 minutes of play, but the second quarter is where both of these teams really, really took off. Warriors had a big-time run on the varsity girls' side of things to really stretch their lead and never looked back. And on the varsity boys' side of things, they win 77-44. Looking at the final stats, working their way down the lineup. Haley with one. Harper had 10. Parker Wright with five on senior night. Will Lyles with seven. Chapman Harris with two. Will Wyatt Watley with six. Parks Myers led all scorers tonight. He had 12. Brooke Zachary got into double figures with 10. Barrett Cook had nine. Cord Zellner with two. Griffin Gaston with two. And Braden Martin with five. Again, that final 77-44. Warriors did a very, very nice job on the defensive end on the varsity girls and varsity boys. They dominated the glass and they dominated the turnover margins, especially in that second half. Again, especially with the varsity boys side got off to a 22-2 run to start the third quarter action. Whatever William Johnson said at the halftime break, I need is my morning alarm, because the Warriors came out ready, came out focused, and dominated those first 4.5 minutes of the second half and never looked back. They win 77-44. Again, we'll shout out the seniors once again here on Senior Day. And we thank everybody for sticking around with us here through a couple of scheduling changes. Again, today was scheduled to be Pike, but not being an area play in a couple of the other games due to the snow and the ice getting delayed, getting pushed back, getting rescheduled. We'll talk all about that here in just a few moments. But Senior Day this afternoon, starting with the cheerleaders, Georgina Curtis, Haley Grace Davis, Ansley Forbes, Laylee Keebler, Shaylee Patel, Catherine Persons, Lily Send, Lakin Smith, Lily Kate Thompson, and Scarlett Wood. And the athletes on the floor this afternoon, Camden Cleveland and Riley Fields. And capping everything off on Senior Day, Parker Wright for Coach William Johnson's team. Everybody leaves Sanford Gymnasium happy this afternoon. Hopefully everybody can leave Neville Arena tonight in a pretty good mood as well. Looking at some of the scheduling changes here throughout the next week, it's going to be a very, very busy week here for Lee Scott Academy basketball. Again, the Daveville game was rescheduled to this afternoon. Glenwood will come here on Monday afternoon. The Beulah game that was scheduled for Thursday is now going to be Tuesday. And then we will pick back up with Lochapoca on Thursday. And that is how the regular season will come to a close. So a very heavy slate coming up in the next week. Monday, or after, you have Saturday today, then you have Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So Warriors making sure to eat the mustard, drink the pickle juice, and you expect the full fan base to show up on Monday afternoon, Monday evening. And that's what our next broadcast will be. It'll be right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, home against Glenwood. Warriors looking to get two back. And even the rivalry following the heartbreak last week and the last time before today that the Warriors took the floor. Airtime will be right around 5:30, starting with the varsity girls, and the varsity boys will be about 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of that contest. Again, that'll all be right here on your home for classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, and the YouTube and Facebook live stream as well. Thank you for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. Girls and the boys complete the sweep. Varsity girls win 48-16. Varsity boys win 77-44. Hopefully the Auburn Tigers can take care of business at home in Neville Arena tonight, and all of Auburn can cheer happily. For everybody at Auburn Network and everybody here at Lee Scott Academy, I'm Christian Griffin. Until Monday afternoon, where we expect this gym to be loud and packed as the Glenwood Gators come to town. But until then, have a great night. Stay safe. Enjoy the games this weekend. And as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here on Tiger Country 104.5.